This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're back for the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. And we have a very important video coming up at the bottom of the hour, which I put together basically over the course of a month. That's how long it took to put together. It is the truth about popular culture. It's already going viral on YouTube. Going to play it at the bottom of the hour. Absolutely vital that we red pill the next generation. And by the next generation, I don't mean millennials, because they're pretty much a lost cause at this point. I'm talking about Generation Z, who are the most conservative generation, the most reality-based generation since World War II. These are the people we're really waking up. It's no longer a cliche. I get messages every single day, deluge of messages, not just from millennials, but from teenagers, people born after the year 2000. They're a massive source of our fan base, of our listenership right now. They are the most conservative generation since World War II. They are waking up quicker than ever. They are rejecting this toxic, plastic, contrived, vulgar, popular culture in greater and greater numbers and coming over to our side, the reality-based culture. And that is why I say conservatism is the new counterculture. Because one, it really triggers liberals. They really don't like it when you say that, because they think they have a monopoly on cool. As Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. If you influence the culture, if you hijack the culture, if you hijack this celebrity bandwagon that feeds young people their political opinions, because, of course, most of them don't read newspapers, they don't watch television news, they get their opinions, their outlook from celebrities. If you are able to hijack that, you're able to turn around an entire generation. And Generation Z is really coming to fruition as the most red-pilled generation since World War II. The most, they call it conservative, it's really just reality-based, common-sense-based generation. And it's the youngest generation. These people are going to be around for a while, and they're coming over to our side in greater and greater numbers. So we're going to get into that at the bottom of the hour with the truth about popular culture. Top story up on Infowars.com right now, though. Poll: clear majority of Europeans want total ban on Muslim immigration. And what do you know? The contrived narrative that this was outrageous, that only racists and Islamophobes and deplorables thought like this, has proven to be completely wrong, not only in the United States of America, where we had a Reuters Ipsos poll about a week ago which said that Americans supported Trump's travel ban, 49% to 41%, now in Europe, which is a lot further to the left than America. As you know, we have a massive survey, extensive new poll carried out by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is not Breitbart, okay? It's not the Daily Mail. It's not the Daily Express. It's not Marine Le Pen. It's not Nigel Farage. It's not Infowars.com. That is a globalist institution. If they wanted to manipulate this, they would not have manipulated it all this way, because they don't make very good reading if you're a globalist body that has supported mass immigration for the past several decades. This poll found 55% of Europeans agreed with the statement that they want to stop all further migration from mainly Muslim countries. 55%. Now, don't go thinking that, well, 45% said the opposite. No. 25% responded they don't know, so they didn't have an opinion either way. Just 20% of Europeans support further Muslim immigration. They asked 10,000 people in 10 different European countries, do you agree with the statement all further migration from mainly Muslim countries should be stopped? The huge, significant, clear majority agreed with that statement. This mainstream media narrative that this is a fringe issue, that it's outrageous, that it's racist to agree with this, completely debunked. This is now the mainstream view. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live with more. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert,
I really see the reemergence of this weatherman-style ideology, this immediate resort to fists, to violence, to fighting, over actually having any kind of argument, any kind of reasoned political debate. Because the left, or the far left, at least for the time being, although it's being given cover by the mainstream left, they've lost the argument. They called us racist and Islamophobes for years, and for many years it worked. Let's admit it, it did work, even though it wasn't an argument. People bought it in the public eye because they were so afraid of being lumped into these groups, they were so afraid of being called these slurs, these pejoratives. So it worked for a while, and then it stopped working when people got wise to it, when access to information became so great that they could see it was completely transparent, and that's why we had Brexit, that's why we had Trump, that's why we had the rejection of the left in Italy, that's why we're going to have more massive rejection of the left in these European elections that are coming up in 2017. So Their tactic of calling us racist failed. They finally understood that it has now failed and no longer works. Now we're seeing them move on to the next phase, which is this weatherman ideology of violence. This is why we see socialists at universities being trained to beat people up. This is why we see even celebrities now like David Harbour and others get up on stage at these award shows and say, just start punching people in the face. Because they're Nazis, and anyone you disagree with is a Nazi, so that's kind of a dangerous idea, isn't it? First it's neo-Nazis, then it's Milo Yiannopoulos, then it's anyone who works for Breitbart, then it's just conservatives in general. And at the last Trump riot at Berkeley, they had a sign in graffiti saying, liberals get the bullet next. So don't think you're safe. It's like the old Nazi thing, you know, first they came for the communists, I wasn't a communist. First they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew. They've made it very explicit. This violent far-left element, which is being funded by the establishment, by George Soros, that they see liberals as the enemy too. Yet what do we see across the board? Liberals giving them cover, justifying, legitimizing that very violence that we've seen over the last few weeks, which is only going to get worse if this is not decried. They've run out of arguments, now they're resorting to their fists, and they're seeking aid and comfort from actual terrorists. They're actually now aligning themselves with jihadists because they both share the same method and tactics of using violence, thuggery, and intimidation to get political power, like terrorists do. That's the very definition of terrorism, using violence to advance a political objective, which the far left is now doing with the implicit support of the mainstream left. But again, it's not working in the polls. They're losing the argument, and this new survey from the Royal Institute of International Affairs exemplifies that perfectly. Again, 55%, they asked 10,000 people. This wasn't a little phone survey with, you know, 200 people. 10,000 people in 10 different European countries, if they agreed with the statement, all further migration from mainly Muslim countries should be stopped. 55% said yes, 20% disagreed with the statement, 25% said they don't know. You can break it down country by country. Even in Spain, which shows the weakest support for halting Muslim immigration, 41% endorse a halt compared to 32% who don't. And that is the weakest. And that's obviously because Spain hasn't had mass Muslim immigration, so they haven't had to deal with the consequences of it so far. But even in the weakest countries in terms of support for this statement, those are the numbers. You look at France, which of course over the past 2 years, numerous horrific terror attacks. They've had the Calais migrant camp debacle. They've had basically now you go to Paris, it's like an open-air migrant camp. There are people with mattresses on the streets, even in the upscale areas of Paris. You look at the numbers there, 61% oppose Muslim immigration. And we're talking about a total ban here. 61% oppose, just 16% support it in France. Look at Germany, where, of course, they've invited in, what is it up to now, 1.3, 1.5 Muslim migrants, 99% Muslim migrants. Cologne, mass molestation, Hamburg, other areas. Well, the numbers show 53% of Germans support a total halt on Muslim immigration compared to 19% who oppose that view. And you can go through it country by country. Poland is even stronger, 71% oppose it compared to just 9% who support it. And then you look at millennials. They, out of everyone, asked this same question, do you agree with the statement all further migration from mainly Muslim countries should be stopped? Amongst millennials, 18 to 29, 44% agree with that statement compared to 27% who don't. So even millennials support this by a clear majority. We're talking about by a 17% majority. Millennials in Europe want a total ban on Muslim immigration. Those are absolutely extraordinary numbers. The big question, of course, will they translate into the elections? We've got the French election coming up here in about 6 weeks' time, the first round of it at least. We've got the Netherlands election shortly after that with Geert Wilders. And, of course, we have an election in Germany later this autumn, later this fall. Will those numbers translate into actual political change? What they tell us for the time being is that we're winning the argument. No matter how many Nazis you punch, which at this point is anyone who disagrees with you, we're winning the argument. You're looking increasingly deranged. You've allied yourselves with the very people who want to destroy the West. And they're openly engaging in an outreach right now. Of course, we've had the story before. ISIS puts in its own manifesto that the far left in America and Europe broadly shares the same goal as them, so they're going to try and recruit them. And look at what's happening now, turning to brazen violence because they've run out of arguments. They've lost the argument. And the question is, why do large numbers, a clear majority of Europeans, support a total ban on Muslim immigration? Well, that's because they see that governments import huge numbers of people who are dependent on more government. Of course, it is the left that is the party of big government. It's a political objective to import large numbers of people that will vote for your agenda. That's one of the reasons why they do it. That's why they started doing it in the first place. You know, many of these people do want to escape a terrible life situation in the Middle East. It's not much fun to live there. Question, of course, is then why do they bring that whole culture over and just import it into Europe and just ghettoize and don't assimilate into what is clearly a superior culture, Western civilization? Of course, it's completely failed. Now we have a situation in Sweden which is so out of control that two top cops in Sweden have gone public at great risk to themselves, given the sheer level of intolerance to anything that's not far left in that country. Two top cops in Sweden have now gone public decrying the impact of mass immigration. We have the article up on Infowars.com right now. Second Swedish police officer blows the whistle on migrant crime cover-up. A second Swedish police officer has gone public to blow the whistle on how authorities are covering up a migrant crime wave just days after another top cop was reported as a racist for making similar comments. Yeah. The first police officer, again, a veteran out of Obrero in Sweden, he posted a message on Facebook. It went completely viral. They reported him to the authorities as a racist simply for pointing out that the country is in chaos due to an epidemic of crimes, serious crimes being committed by Muslim migrants. And I know this for a fact because I see the stories every day because I have friends who live in Sweden who now they say walking down the street hearing explosions in the background is just a routine part of day-to-day life. They just accept it. Not only do they have... We've had the video, we've had the clips, people throwing fireworks at people walking down the street. Now, these migrants literally just turn up at government offices and just throw grenades at the building. That's how bad it is. They cover it up because, of course, they don't want the public to know the full scale of the chaos. But they already know it because they live amongst it. We've had riots. We've had cars being torched almost every night now in Malmo. You know, one of the top police chief had his car torched just the other day. That was a big story. And according to yet another police officer, a veteran there in Sweden, they are using this code 291 procedure to cover up information about crimes committed by migrants, crimes which include terrorism. Okay, you've got this big media narrative against Donald Trump. Oh, the media's not reporting on Muslim terrorism. What a conspiracy theory that is. Well, actually, no. Germany have told, the authorities there have told the police not to report on the identity of suspects if they are migrants, whether they're committing low-level terrorism or serious crimes. Same situation in Sweden, and now another top cop has blown the whistle. This is Thomas Asenlof, who says that the code 291 procedure is being used to cover up crimes committed by migrants. They're not releasing the photographs of the suspects in crimes to the public, even though it's in the interests of public safety to do so, because, again, they don't want to further this reality, to even establish this reality in the minds of the Swedish public, that mass immigration is causing huge problems.
I know people that live there. I see the stories every single day. Of course, the first individual who came out to blow the whistle on this, Peter Springer, now he's been deluged with bouquets of flowers from the public who are supporting the fact that he was brave enough to go public in the first place. Now, his Facebook post, and we'll get into it after the break, again, he blew the whistle on this massive situation that's being covered up by authorities. Now he's getting the backlash. We'll come back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, is it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs.
We're going to get back into news, but first I want to tell you about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have The new book, The Bombshell, Inside a Story of the Trump Presidency, The Making of the President, by the one and only Roger Stone, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. For 20% off on this book for a limited time only, this is the officially available for an exclusive 20% off introductory special at InfoWarsStore.com, a behind-the-scenes inside story of Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. It's never been published anywhere else. This is the guy who will know, of course, Trump advisor, confidant at every step along the way, Roger Stone. The Making of the President details the account of Roger Stone and many other Trump insiders who have been longtime friends and advisors to Trump since the 1980s. The candid bombshell, revelatory inside story of Trump's rise to prominence and how he won the presidency. You will find information like this in no other book, because he's got the inside skinny. He had it at every step of the way. And here it is in book format, The Making of the President by Roger Stone, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste back in stock after being sold out for months. Get it while it's still available, because it's going to go quick again. It is the best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. Of course, you know the research by now. We've been telling you about it for over a decade. Fluoride lowers your IQ, causes cancer, causes a number of other drastically terrible health complications. I mean, if you're not using fluoride free toothpaste by now, I've personally been using it for about, 12, 13 years now. So why not get it off us? Because we have the groundbreaking new formula that's loaded with the good halogen iodine. Instead of the bad halogen fluoride, it contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. See, a lot of these fluoride-free toothpastes, they're thin, they don't foam up properly, and they don't work properly. They don't get rid of that morning breath. You don't even feel like you've really cleaned your teeth with some of these fluoride-free toothpastes. Not with Super Blue Fluoride. It gets the job done. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it quick, because last time we had it, it disappeared very quickly. It's not going to stick around for long. Fluoride-free Super Blue Toothpaste available now at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as all the other great products. Now, getting back into the news, of course, I mentioned before the break, these two top cops in Sweden have gone public saying every single crime, or almost every single crime that they process that comes across their desk, the suspect is named Mohammed, 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 Mohammed. You can spell it differently. The suspect is still named Mohammed. They're talking about serious crimes, rape, extortion, blackmail, abuse of judicial procedure, violence against the police, drug trafficking, aggravated drug offences, attempted murder. You've seen the horror stories out of Sweden. These cops have gone public simply pointing out the reality. One of them, at least for the moment, has been reported to the authorities as a racist for pointing out these known facts. But finally, it seems, given the reaction, the public reaction to this officer going out, sticking his neck on the line and telling the truth, it seems that they're finally starting to come around. He was deluged with bouquets of flowers. What's interesting is that the police department wouldn't allow the press to come and take photos of these flowers. You see them here, but the police department wouldn't allow the press into the police station to take photos of these, because, again, that busts the narrative that there is now a huge groundswell of support, which is coalescing in the Sweden Democrats, performing well recently in the polls, against mass immigration and what it has done to Sweden. And let's just go through a few more stories to that effect just from today. Muslim migrants shouted, "Damn Germans," as they torched refugee camp. This is out of the Gateway Pundit. Muslim migrants shouted, "Damn Germans," and laughed as they torched the Dusseldorf refugee camp. Now, what was the reason for torching their own refugee camp, at which they're looked after with taxpayer money at great expense? Well, they ran out of Nutella, which is a chocolate spread, and gummy bears. Okay? So, supposedly fleeing war-torn Syria, supposedly fleeing ISIS, terror, civil war, and yet they get triggered and burned down their own asylum center because they ran out of gummy bears. Now, something tells me that not all of these refugees are actually
fleeing war, and that many of them aren't actually refugees, and that they're just economic migrants. Could that be the case, do you think, if they get angry when they run out of gummy bears? Well, I wonder. We'll be back with more on the Alex Jones Show. The big video, The Truth About Popular Culture, is coming up. Don't go away. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Popular culture is more vulgar, vapid, self-absorbed, hedonistic, and dehumanizing than at any other time in living memory. Culture is supposed to be uplifting. It's supposed to infuse our lives with intrigue, lust for knowledge, and appreciation of beauty. Instead, for the past 2 decades, pop culture has only served as a sewer pipe of projectile diarrhea aimed directly at our gawping mouths. By its very definition, popular culture has always been mass-produced for mass consumption. But over the last 20 years, as I'm sure you've noticed, pop culture has become significantly more vacuous and obscene. It's a rancid assault on the senses. Why is popular culture so contrived, plastic, empty, meaningless, grotesque, and incredibly retarded. Because from the 20th century onwards, post-modernist, moral relativist, critical theory espousing, cultural Marxist nihilists began to seize control of society. Postmodernism seeks to erase the distinction between high culture and popular culture. They want to turn everything on its head. In simple terms, postmodernists have sought to reshape society in their image. And that's why everything's so ugly. From architecture to art to music to entertainment, they're making everything hideous. The goal? To completely undermine the foundation of Western civilization and leave us open to subversion and capitulation. Look at television. TV's endless portrayal of broken families, emasculated male figures, and aberrant, nihilistic, droog-like youths. The stars of so-called reality television are virtually always narcissistic, amoral, and borderline insane. They have no redeeming traits, indoctrinating us with the idea that this is actual reality, that this is how we should act too.
You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube, you eat like the tube, you raise your children like the tube, you even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs!
In the decadent late stages of a society, bizarre behavior proliferates and is legitimized by the dominant culture. They're fetishizing pathology. We're even seeing the mainstreaming of pedophilia by the news and entertainment media. Salon.com giving a platform to a wannabe child molester. Articles that legitimize watching child porn. A new Fox show that shows a transgender 6-year-old wearing a sadomasochistic ball gag. This is all intended to drag us down into the gutter. Once we absorb this kind of degeneracy, our moral filter is irreparably damaged. Studies show that the more TV you watch, the more depressed you are, even for active people who exercise regularly. And is it really any wonder, given the warped and corrosive view of humanity that is perpetuated by television?
We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery. The revolution.
Can somebody please explain to me what the hell that's all about?
Just that idiot living in nuts again.
Popular culture is also hypersexualized. It's not prudish to observe that the sexual imagery we're bombarded with by television is infinitely more gratuitous than it was just 25 years ago. Even pornography itself is becoming uglier and nastier. It's documented that this hypersexualization process has normalized cheating and betrayal. It's this, oh, everyone else is doing it, so why not me, mentality. Hypersexuality in popular culture leads to ruined relationships and failed marriages. Pop culture is making us miserable and lonely. Look at the cult of celebrity. Being famous used to require having actual talent, even as recently as 20 years ago. Now, the measure of fame a celebrity achieves is directly proportionate with the volume of tasteless debauchery that they inflict on the world. Vulgarity has replaced talent. The more vulgar and ostentatious, the better. Thanks to social media, young people have been indoctrinated into this idea that narcissism, not fulfillment, not meaning, not authenticity, but narcissism, is the ultimate measure of satisfaction and importance. Celebrity is just a reflection of that. So what do we look for in our celebrities? Talent? Meaning? Authenticity? No. We look for narcissism. When 16-year-olds were asked in a survey, what would you like to do for your career? 54% answered, become a celebrity. Yet nearly 70% of them had no idea whatsoever how they would achieve this.
Sometimes when I watch TV, I stop being myself and I'm a star of a series or I have my own talk show or I'm on the news getting out of a limo or going to a place important. All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me and they love me.
It's no surprise that since the explosion of celebrity-led narcissism, young people are more depressed than ever. Suicides amongst those aged 10 to 24 are up every year since 2010. Why are you all so unhappy? Because you're aspiring to something completely vacuous and unobtainable for the vast majority of people. Popular culture is making us miserable. Celebrities are now more revered than religious icons. This is why people suddenly turn into gushing morons whenever a celebrity dies, rendered blubbering idiots over somebody they never knew and never even met. In many cases, someone they weren't even interested in until they died. It's like North Korean competitive crying every other week. And look at celebrities who wake up from their coma and use their platform to bite the hand that feeds them by questioning what they're a part of.
I've got one that can see.
When Kanye went off script and started decrying the popular culture he once served, they put him in a psych ward.
Because y'all been lied to and can't play what they want to play because they've been paid to play that fool over and over and over.
Look at how the custodians of pop culture treat celebrities who think for themselves or who challenge the status quo. They're immediately dispensed with because the entire scam is dependent on a complete lack of diversity, a vicious intolerance of anything that's truly original or unpredictable. That's why popular culture is so sterile. And you know, it's ironic that one of the most popular talent shows is called The X Factor. Given that the introduction of actual X Factors, i.e. unknown quantities, into the system would cause it to collapse. Look at popular music. The same handful of people writing and producing songs for the same handful of popular artists. Why do you think everything sounds the same? The same procession of electronic beats, repeated hooks, and verbal diarrhea that passes for popular music now. Music is less diverse, and the lyrics are more dumbed down than ever before.
Man, rap today sucks bad. They're not even saying words anymore. They just got a hard-ass to trick dumbasses like you to make you think you like to.
Hit a brick wall. There hasn't been a single authentic movement in popular music for the last quarter of a century. And look at the effect it's had. Young people were once able to channel their self-loathing, their anger, through the medium of rebellious music. Think punk, grunge, goth. Now, they're all growing up listening to sterile drivel like One Direction and Maroon 5. Yes, we always had manufactured plastic crap, but we also had alternatives. Now there are no alternatives. They just don't get the airtime. MTV used to play alternative music videos.
Is that what they mean when they say videos have symbolism?
What does MTV play now? 16 and pregnant musicians with actual talent and authenticity, because they still exist, are prevented from challenging this sterile status quo, while talentless, button-pushing, noise-vomiting DJs are deified. Millennials have been stripped of the ability to diffuse their adolescent rage and alienation into music or subculture. So they turn to the mental ghetto of identity politics instead. And that hasn't gone so well. What has my generation contributed to advanced popular culture over the last 30 years? Humiliatingly little. Seriously, what have we contributed? Can you name anything positive? Gangster rap? A movement that encouraged millions upon millions of young people to aspire to act like degenerate criminal thugs. Yeah, that worked out great, didn't it? But then look at someone like Hobson. Here's a guy who raps about how retarded and destructive gangster chic is. A guy who tells young people to get off drugs and live clean. What happens to musicians like Hobson? Yeah, some of them get signed to big labels, but then they get parked for 3 years, or their albums are deliberately given no promotion. They're never allowed to obtain superstar status.
How did rap music go from really good to so dry? Real artists get shelved and whack ones get famous. To lead masses brainless, a smart mind is dangerous.
Because their message represents a threat to cultural Marxism, a threat to the toxic identity that the music industry force-feeds young people. Look at youth counterculture. In the past, youth culture was spearheaded by students. They created the counterculture, which then trickled down into pop culture. What are students busying themselves with today? Safe spaces, political correctness, virtue signaling, and gender studies. When did being cool become about parroting everyone else's opinions?
They are socially conscious citizens.
and are provoked by the loathsome presence of an unmutual.
They are sheep.
When did being hip become about writing laborious Facebook posts about how progressive you are? As Theodore Dalrymple noted, the pressure to conform to canons of popular taste, or rather lack of taste, has never been stronger. Everyone's petrified of constant social media surveillance by their peers.
Reactionary! Rebel!
Disharmonious!
Rebel! Reactionary!
And we force ourselves to swallow this rotten culture, just so we can feel an affinity with our peers. So we can fit in. That's why there's no discernible youth counterculture. It's all predicated on conformity.
You must conform.
Yes.
It is my sworn duty to see that you do conform.
And kids today are so satiated with the deluge of entertainment on offer that they have no time or interest in rebelling against the received culture. No time to create their own look. No inclination to form their own ideas about the world. When it's so much easier to just regurgitate what Russell Brand or Meryl Streep is saying. Whether it be fashion, art, music, literature, comedy. Culture has been completely sanitized. There is no counterculture. And that's why, with very few exceptions, everyone looks the same. Same haircut, same beard, same clothes, same meaningless tattoos, same lazy cynicism, same political views, same outlook. There's no authenticity, there's no daring, there's no individuality. Look at modern conceptual art. The postmodernist war on absolute truth has spawned the demented belief that anything whatsoever can be considered art. Why is modern art that requires skill or displays awe-inspiring beauty ignored in favor of tawdry trash? Literally trash. Have you ever visited Tate Modern in London? It's a giant building full of scrap metal, concrete blocks, urinals, and this. Whatever it is, they call it an art gallery. It more closely resembles a landfill site. What does this look like to you? Dog food and a turd? No, it's conceptual art. The postmodernist decree that literally everything has to be part of a social justice movement has also inspired feminists to offer up their bodily functions as art. A giant ass was nominated for the Turner Prize. I mean, forget full retard. We've gone full idiocracy.
The years passed. Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate. And the number one movie in the country was called Ass. And that's all it was. For 90 minutes. It won 8 Oscars that year.
So we're told to genuflect over the deeper meaning of a 6-foot butt crack, while actual works of art are being renamed because the original title might be offensive. Look at modern theatre. We went from Shakespeare and Oscar Wilde to this. They're making everything that's supposed to be exquisite, hideous and repugnant. What's supposed to inspire us now dehumanizes us. When ugliness is venerated as beauty, we know we're in the depraved late stages of a civilization. Popular culture is so invasively vulgar that it's often cited as one of the factors in the radicalization of Islamic terrorists. Jihadists in the West often immerse themselves in this culture and then become suicide bombers as the only form of repentance. That's how bad it is. That's right. Jersey Shore and Miley Cyrus are actually seen by terrorists as legitimate reasons to attack the West. And who could argue with them? But seriously, when we defend Western civilization, we're not talking about popular culture. We're talking about the Sistine Chapel, not Piss Christ. We're talking about Beethoven, not Bieber. But we've become bored of what we've inherited. The true meaning behind the rich tapestry of our cultural heritage has been forgotten. Popular culture, as it exists today, actually represents a direct threat to Western civilization, since it provides our enemies with a justifiable reason to destroy us.
A civilization is starting to unravel, okay? And that you can find it again and again and again through history. It's a culture that no longer believes in itself, okay? And then and then what you invariably get are people who are convinced of the power of heroic masculinity, okay? On the edges, whether they're the Vandals and the Huns, okay, or whether they're the barbarians of ISIS, okay? You see them, you know, starting to mass on the outsides of the culture, and that's what we have right now.
If we allow this to represent what we stand for, whatever moral superiority our ancestors earned will be eviscerated within a generation. That's why we need to constantly savage this notion that popular culture represents Western civilization. It doesn't. The weaponization of popular culture, as I've described it, is merely the reassertion of cultural Marxism. By making the culture that underpins our society completely meaningless and therefore rudderless, it can be easily overthrown. We need to reject popular culture in all its grisly, grotesque, dehumanizing forms. We need to encourage a new cultural renaissance that is once again inspired by beauty, talent, and the exaltation of human accomplishment.
Truth about popular culture, it is available right now up on my YouTube channel. Get it, share it, Red Pill Generation Z. Just picking up on one aspect of that video, I talked about the vicious intolerance that the entertainment industry has for anyone that deviates from the leftist consensus, the orthodoxy. TMZ reports Kanye West deletes all Trump tweets. Kanye West has scrubbed his Twitter account of all things Trump, and it's because he's unhappy with the president's performance over the first 2 weeks in office. Yeah, right. It's not because he's been hounded and intimidated by leftists in the entertainment industry for daring to go against the grain, is it? Absolute, complete, vicious intolerance of diversity of opinion. They hate it. We'll be back with the final segment on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're live on the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we need your support more than ever. We're under attack constantly by the establishment, by the media, every single day. That's why we live and die on you getting the products. This is how we expand. This is how we've got to this position in the first place. And we have Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the premier fluoride-free toothpaste. Everybody should be using it by now, so why wouldn't you get it from us? Containing xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners, we've also created a new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that's spearmint-free and great for children, so you can get it for the entire family. And it's now available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, fluoride-free toothpaste. Nobody in their right mind should still be brushing their teeth with fluoridated toothpaste. You've got to be on this by now, and why not get it from us at InfoWarsLife.com to support this network. Now, you heard before the break, we have the truth about popular culture. Basically, at this point, millennials are lost. Generation X is lost. But the good news is Generation Z is the most conservative since World War II. This is a report out of the Daily Mail, which is actually a few months old now, but I wanted to re-highlight it. And when I say conservative, it's basically just reality-based. It's common sense-based. The most conservative since World War II. You look at the percentages, around 85% of millennials and those in Generation X had a quite or very liberal stance overall. You compare that to Generation Z, and it's quite the opposite. The numbers are very encouraging. One in seven, 14% of 14 and 15-year-olds took a quite conservative approach to life, compared with only 2% of millennials and 1% of Generation X. So those numbers are vastly superior. Again, I get messages every single day from teenagers saying how much they support me. Conservatism is the new counterculture. They're bombarded with trigger warnings, with safe spaces, with left-wing puritanism from cradle to death. This is the new form of rebellion. If they're going to school and hearing these same turgid leftist viewpoints every single day and being shut down whenever they try to challenge them, well, of course, naturally, they're going to rebel against that. And that's what's happening with the next generation. We're turning over the next generation to be on our side with the information, with reality-based information. That is the red pilling of Generation Z. And there's an independent article up right now which ties into this. Millennials are struggling, and I bash millennials, I'm a millennial, but quite frankly, a lot of them are lost right now. Millennials are struggling at work because their parents gave them medals for coming last. Bosses the world over are struggling with their millennial employees. They say we confound leadership, are self-entitled, narcissistic, lazy, and tough to manage. This is the attitude that's created with this everybody gets a trophy mentality. This is the attitude created when you have an entire generation suffering from narcissistic personality disorder because they're all drug addicts for social media likes. They literally get the same impact as a hit of dopamine when somebody likes their Facebook post. They've become addicted to that. They've become addicted to approval, to social brownie points from their peers, which is why they all share the same opinions and why anyone who dares to go against the grain and have actual reality-based opinions is socially ostracized. Tying into that is another story which found that Antifa members, the far-left violent anarchist Antifa members in Germany, 92% of them still live with their parents, and 90% of them are single. In other words, these people are complete losers. Millennials are lost, but Generation Z is ours.
That's going to wrap it up for the show. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.